Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We're going to read verses 15 through 17 again, and then read the last half of the purport.
Yate me vikrita bhavas.
Yate me vikrita bhavas.
Tatate vikritaik saha.
Tatate vikritaik saha.
Nana virya kritak bhuta.
Nana virya kritak bhuta.
Virajam janayantihi.
Virajam janayantihi.
Sanipatya samutpadya.
Sanipatya samutpadya.
Drishyante nugata iva.
Drishyante nugata iva.
Prageva vidyamanatvan.
Prageva vidyamanatvan.
Natesham iha sambhavaha.
Natesham iha sambhavaha.
Evam bhavan budyanumeya lakshanaya.
Evam bhavan budyanumeya lakshanaya.
Grahiyayur gunaik san apitad gunagraha.
Grahiyayur gunaik san apitad gunagraha.
Anavitatvad bahir antaram nate.
Anavitatvad bahir antaram nate.
Sarvasya sarvatmana atma vastunaha.
Sarvasya sarvatmana atma vastunaha.
Someone want to check? Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Mahatattva, the total material energy, is undivided, but because of the material modes of nature, it appears to separate into earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Because of the living energy, jiva, bhuta, these separated energies combine to make the cosmic manifestation visible. But in fact, before the creation of the cosmos, the total energy is already present. Therefore, the total material energy never actually enters the creation. Similarly, although you are perceived by our senses because of your presence, you cannot be perceived by the senses, nor experienced by the mind or words. Avang manasagochara. With our senses we can perceive some things, but not everything. For example, we can use our eyes to see, but not to taste. Consequently, you are beyond perception by the senses. Although in touch with the modes of material nature, you are unaffected by them. You are the prime factor in everything, the all-pervading, undivided supersoul. For you, therefore, there is no external or internal. You never entered the womb of Devaki. Rather, you existed there already. Anuvad, Sampurna Bhautik Shakti Mahatattva Avibhajya hai. Kintu Bhautik Gunong ke karan ye prithivi jal agni vayu tata akash mein vilag hoti pratit hoti hain. Ye vilag hui shaktiyan jiva bhuta ke karan milkar virat jagat ko drishya banati hai. Kintu tatya to ye hai ki virat jagat ki srishti ke purva hi mahatattva upasthita rehta hai. Atak mahatattva ka vastav mein srishti mein pravesh nahi hota hai. Isi tarah yadyapi aap apni upasthiti ke karan hamari indriyon dwara anubhav gamya hain, किंतु आप न तो हमारी इंद्रियों द्वारा अनुभव गम्य हो पाते हैं न हो नहीं हमारे मन या वचनों द्वारा अनुभव किए जाते हैं। अवाम मानस गोचर, हम अपनी इंद्रियों से कुछ ही वस्तुएं देख पाते हैं, सारी वस्तुएं नहीं। उदाहरणार्थ हम अपनी आंखों का प्रयोग देखने के लिए कर सकते हैं, आस्वाद के लिए नहीं। फलस्वरूप आप इंद्रियों के भरे हैं। यद्यपि आप प्रकृति के तीनों गुणों से संबंध हैं, आप उनसे अप्रभावित रहते हैं। आप हर वस्तु के मूल कारण हैं, सर्वव्यापी अविभाज्य परमात्मा हैं। अतएव आपके लिए कुछ भी बाहरी या भीतरी नहीं है। आपने कभी भी देवकी के गर्भ में प्रवेश नहीं किया, प्रत्युत आप पहले से वहां उपस्थित थे। Continuing, Srila Prabhupada's purport. One may argue that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who creates the whole cosmic manifestation simply by his glance, cannot come within the womb of Devaki, the wife of Vasudev. To eradicate this argument, Vasudev said, "My dear Lord, it is not very wonderful that you appeared within the womb of Devaki, for the creation was also made in that way. You were lying in the causal ocean as Mahavishnu, and by your breathing, innumerable universes came into existence. Then you entered into each of the universes as Garbhodakshay Vishnu. Then again, you expanded yourself as Kshirodakshay Vishnu and entered into the heart of all living entities and entered even within the atoms. Therefore, your entrance into the womb of Devaki is understandable in the same way. You appear to have entered, but you are simultaneously all-pervading. We can understand your entrance and non-entrance from material examples. The total material energy remains intact even after being divided into 16 elements. The material body is nothing but a combination of the 5 gross elements, namely earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Whenever there is a material body, it appears that such elements are newly created, but actually the elements are always existing outside the body. Similarly, although you appear as a child in the womb of Devaki, you are also existing outside. You are always in your abode, but still you can simultaneously expand yourself into millions of forms. One has to understand your appearance with great intelligence, because the material energy is also emanating from you. You are the original source of the material energy, just as the sun is the source of the sunshine. The sunshine cannot cover the sun globe, nor can the material energy, being an emanation from you, cover you. You appear to be in the 3 modes of material energy, but actually the 3 modes of material energy cannot cover you. This is understood by the highly intellectual philosophers. In other words, although you appear to be within the material energy, you are never covered by it." Prabhupada is saying that several times to make sure we understand it. Same point. Krishna appears to be within the modes But the modes come from him. They can't actually influence him. Cover means to control. Prabhupada continues. We hear from the Vedic version that the Supreme Brahman exhibits his effulgence, and therefore everything else, everything is illuminated. Does anybody know the actual statement of the Vedic version? Yeah, that's close. Yasya ba sa sarvamidam vibhati. I think it's Katha Upanishad. By his effulgence, or shine, everything shines. In other words, all the light comes from him. Whatever is luminous gets its illumination from him. He's the source of all light. Continuing, Prabhupada says, we can understand from Brahma Samhita that the Brahma Jyoti, or the Brahman effulgence, emanates from the body of the Supreme Lord. And from the Brahman effulgence, all creation takes place. It is further stated in the Bhagavad Gita that the Lord is the support of the Brahman effulgence. Originally, he is the root cause of everything. But persons who are less intelligent think that when the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes within this material world, he accepts material qualities. Such conclusions are not mature, but are made by the less intelligent. And now I have to read the Hindi. Yet tarak diya ja sakte hai ki jo bhagavan keval apni chitvan se sare brahmanda ki srishti karte hai ve bhala vasudev ki patni devaki ke garb ke bhitar kaise aa sakte hai. इस तर्क का खंडन करने के लिए ही वसुदेव ने कहा, हे प्रभु, यह कोई बहुत बड़ा आश्चर्य नहीं है कि आप देवकी के गर्भ के भीतर प्रकट हुए हैं, क्योंकि सृष्टि भी तो इसी तरह बनी थी. आप महाविष्णु के रूप में करण अर्णव में लेते हुए थे, और आपकी श्वास से असंख्य ब्रह्मांड उत्पन्न हो गए. तब आप हर ब्रह्मांड के भीतर गौरवकशाही विष्णु के रूप में प्रविष्ट हुए. इसके बाद आपने पुनः अपना विस्तार क्षीरोदकशाही विष्णु के रूप में किया, और सारे जीवों के हृदयों में यहाँ तक कि हर परमाणु के भी भीतर प्रविष्ट कर गए. अतः आपका देवकी के गर्भ में प्रवेश इसी तरह समझ में आ जाता है. ऐसा प्रतीत होता है कि आपने प्रवेश किया है, किंतु इसके साथ साथ आप सर्वव्यापी भी बने रहते हैं. हम भौतिक उदाहरणों से आपके प्रवेश तथा अप्रवेश को समझ सकते हैं. कुल भौतिक शक्ति महातत्व 16 तत्वों में विभाजित होकर भी जैसी की तैसी बनी रहती है अक्षत. यह भौतिक शरीर 5 स्थूल तत्वों पृथ्वी जल अग्नि वायु तथा आकाश का मेल ही तो है. जब भी कोई भौतिक शरीर उपस्थित होता है तो लगता है कि उन तत्वों का नए सिरे से सृजन हुआ है, किंतु वे सारे तत्व शरीर के बाहर सदैव विद्यमान रहते हैं. इसी तरह यद्यपि आप देवकी के गर्भ में शिशु रूप में प्रकट हो रहे हैं, आप बाहर भी विद्यमान हैं. आप सदैव अपने धाम में रहते हैं, किंतु आप एक ही समय लाखों रूपों में अपना विस्तार कर सकते हैं. आपकी प्राकृत्य को काफी बुद्धि लगाकर समझ जाना पड़ता है, क्योंकि आपसे भौतिक शक्ति भी उद्भूत होती रहती है। आप भौतिक शक्ति के उसी प्रकार से मूल स्रोत हैं, जिस तरह सूर्य प्रकाश का स्रोत सूर्य है। न तो सूर्य प्रकाश सूर्य मंडल को आच्छादित कर सकते हैं, न ही आपसे उद्भूत भौतिक शक्ति आपको आच्छादित कर सकती है। आप भौतिक शक्ति की तीन गुणों में प्रतीत होते हैं, किंतु वही तीनों गुण आपको आच्छादित नहीं कर सकते। अत्यंत बुद्धिजीवी दार्शनिक इसे समझते हैं। दूसरे शब्दों में, यद्यपि आप भौतिक शक्ति के भीतर प्रतीत होते हैं, किंतु आप इसके द्वारा कभी आच्छादित नहीं होते। वेदों का कथन है कि परब्रह्मा की अपना तेज प्रकट होता रहता है, जिससे हर वस्तु प्रकाशित होती है। ब्रह्म संहिता से हमें पता चलता है कि ब्रह्म ज्योति या ब्रह्म तेज भगवान के शरीर से उद्भूत होता है। इसी ब्रह्म तेज से सारी सृष्टि उत्पन्न होती है। भगवद्गीता में यह भी कहा गया है कि भगवान ब्रह्म तेज के आश्रय है। मूलतः वे ही सारी वस्तुओं के मूल कारण है, किंतु अल्पज्ञ यह सोचते हैं कि जब भगवान इस भौतिक जगत में आते हैं तो वे भौतिक गुणों की स्वीकार करते हैं। ऐसा निष्कर्ष परिपक्व नहीं, अपितु यह अल्पज्ञ का निष्कर्ष होता है। हाय वासुदेव speaking very intelligently. He's saying many things that even expert philosophers cannot understand. So, Shivasadev, bada badi budhi se kaha rahe hain, kar rahe hain, keh rahe hain. Jo ye bolte hain, you know, बड़ा वैज्ञानिक और दार्शनिक भी समझ नहीं सकते हैं। But Vasudev is a Kshatriya. He's not even a king. He's just a minor Kshatriya. He has no big position in Mathura. And Mathura is just a provincial city. लेकिन Vasudev एक Kshatriya है, ब्राह्मण नहीं, ऋषि नहीं, और भी यह राजा नहीं है। एक शहर मथुरा में बहुत महत्वपूर्ण क्षत्रिय नहीं है, या आश्रम यदु लोग से यह एक ही है। इट्स जस्ट वन ऑफ थाउजेंड्स ऑफ यदु प्रिंसेस। और भी मथुरा एक प्रांत की का शहर है, दिस इज एक जिला का राजधानी ही है, बड़ा राजधानी मुख्य राजधानी नहीं है। राजा कमसा जरासंध के अधीन है, बड़ा राजा मगध में रहते हैं, बिहार में। द बिग किंग वॉज जरासंध एंड कंसा वॉज जस्ट वन ऑफ हिज वैसल्स। द बिग कैपिटल वॉज इन मगध, इन बिहार।
He was the emperor, Chakravarti. And Vasudev is just some minor minister of Kamsa. Just a Kshatriya. But he's speaking so wisely, like a great philosopher. I don't think you would find today any politicians in Mathura who can speak like this. Yes? Okay, yeah. Mujhe malum hoti hai ki aajkal Mathura mein, Mathura shahar mein, koi bhi naitik politician nahi pa sakte hai, jo Vasudev ki bhanti ya aise bol aise ya darshanika ya gyan bol sakte hai. Politicians today are very stupid. All they know is how to get power, how to cheat, lie, and fight to get power. They have no philosophy. Aajkal sab politicians? Rajanitika. Politicians. Yes, sab budhu hai. Alpagya. Sirf ladai ki prakar jante hain. How to cheat, jhooth bolne ke prakar, aapas mein ladai karne ka prakar hi jante hain. Vasudev is a noble yadu prince. Vasudev it's noble, I don't know how to say. Anyway. Vasudev ka shil ajanta shuddh hai. Ye asli kshatriya hai. Aur bhi uska shuddh Krishna prem hai. Vatsalya ras mein. And he has pure love for Krishna in the Vatsalya ras. He has earned the position by his sadhana in many lifetimes. He has earned the right to become the father of God. Bahut janma mein, bahut anek janma mein, sakt bhakti sadhana karne ke karan Vasudev ne Krishna ke pita honi ki adhikar upaj kiya hai, is earned. How do you say earned? Arjun kiya hai, I don't know. Anyway, yes, Arjun kiya hai. Yasmin vigyate sarvam vigyatam bhavati. If you know Krishna, you know everything. You don't have to go to the university. Just know Krishna, then you know everything. Yasmin vigyate sarvam evam vigyatam bhavati. Yadi aap Krishna jante hain, to sab aap sab samajhte hain. Vishwavidyalay mein dakhil hone ki zarurat nahi hai. If you become a knower, expert knower of Krishna, then you are better than all the philosophers. And you can know Krishna by chanting his names and studying Srimad Bhagavatam. You can know Krishna by associating with and serving his devotees. That's how you get to know Krishna. Aise is prakar Krishna tik tarav samaj sakte hain hum. Krishna ka pavitra naam jap karne se, Bhagavat shravan aur kirtan karne se, Krishna ke bhakton ke saath sang में इस भक्तों इन भक्तों के सेवा करने से कृष्ण का असली ज्ञान उत्पन्न होते हैं. दिव्य ज्ञान विदे प्रकाशित हो. Our spiritual masters, if you want plural, Diksha Gurus, Shiksha Gurus, they are empowered by Krishna to awaken knowledge of Krishna and love of Krishna in the heart. It's not acquired from book learning. There's no test you can pass that will prove anything. It is given to you as a gift in the heart. Real knowledge of Krishna. Asli Krishna gyan dil mein hi utpanna hoti hai. Guru Shri Gurudev say bank roop mein. You cannot buy. Iski bikri nahi hoti hai. Iski arjana विश्वविद्यालय में नहीं होती है. परीक्षा पास करने से कृष्ण ज्ञान नहीं पाया जाते हैं. यू डोंट गेट, यू कैंट से आई एम ए कृष्ण भक्त बिकॉज़ आई पास द टेस्ट. इवन भक्ति शास्त्री टेस्ट, इवन भक्ति वैभव एंड सार्वभौम एंड व्हाटएवर एल्स देयर मे बी, भक्ति वेदांत टेस्ट. Do you think Prabhupada became Bhaktivedanta by passing a test? You know, koi pariksha pass karne se, you know, Krishna bhakti nahi prakat hoti hai. Chahe hum bhakti shastri, bhakti vaibhava, bhakti sarvamama, bhakti vedanta pariksha lete hain hum, aur you know, pass karte hain. तो इस कारण ही प्रेम भक्ति नहीं प्रकट होती है. क्या हम सोचते हैं कि शुद्ध प्रभुपाद ने भक्ति वेदांत हो गया कोई परीक्षा पास करने से? ऐसे नहीं होते हैं. Divya Gyan Vidhe Prakashito. When the spiritual master blesses you because he's satisfied with your sincere service and your humble attitude, then everything is revealed. Jab Shri Gurudev Ashirvad Dete Hai. Jab Ham विनम्र भाव से उसके सेवा करते हैं और गुरुदेव प्रसन्न होते हैं, तब वे आशीर्वाद देते हैं. या जो सब मैं आपको बोला ये सब आपके दिल में प्रकाशित हो. May everything I have spoken to you reveal itself clearly within your heart. This is the blessing. ऐसे आशीर्वाद हो सकते हैं. यस्य देवे परा भक्तिर यथा देवे तथा गुराव Tasyai tet katita hyarta prakashante mahatmanah. This is the last words of the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, one of the more devotional of the Upanishads. Yes, Shvetashvatara Upanishad ke akri shabd hai. Shvetashvatara Upanishad jo sab Upanishadon se sabse bhakti shali hai. The devotee who has complete faith in both Krishna and the spiritual master, everything that is spoken in the Shastra will become understood by him. Jis bhakta ke pura vishwas hai, Shri Krishna par aur Shri Gurudev par, jo bhi isme shastra mein upadesh diya jate hain, sab samaj mein, how do you say, clearly, spashta roop mein prakashit hogi. We just need to hear with attention and faith, serve enthusiastically the devotees of Krishna, and then we will have all knowledge, will be revealed to us. We don't have to work separately to get knowledge. Just like we don't have to go stand on the street like these other rojgadis, have to go out and get a job every morning. You know, they're standing on the street on the corner there at Dhanagati and here in front of the orphanage. They're looking for day jobs, rojgad. We don't have to do that. Our lunch is coming. Prasadam is coming without going to work. We don't have to look for a job. Similarly, we don't have to look for knowledge. Just do your bhakti sadhana and all the knowledge will come automatically. Jaise hum sadak par nahi kara hona chahiye, iski zarurat nahi hai. Jaise dusre gareeb aadmi, you know, rojgar ki intezar kar rahe hain har roz. हमारे हमको इस की जरूरत नहीं है, या रोजगारी लेने बिना के हमें या हर रोज प्रसाद उपलब्ध है आसान से. इस प्रकार ज्ञान का प्रयास, अलग प्रयास की जरूरत नहीं है हमको. Jnane prayasam udapasya. Give up this endeavor for knowledge. It's just another selfish endeavor. Just be a surrendered servant to Krishna and your prasadam will be there. Everything you need will be there. All the knowledge you need will be given to you. Jnane prayasam udapasya. Brahmaji humming kahagaya. Humming. कि हम ज्ञान पहुंचने की का कोशिश छोड़ना चाहिए. हम सिर्फ कृष्ण का सेवा करना उत्साह से और सब कुछ जो हमें हम की जरूरत है यह उपलब्ध होते होंगे. हमारी प्रसाद, हमारी सब कुछ, जो कुछ ज्ञान हमारी जरूरत है, यह सब उपलब्ध होगी. ओके, हरे कृष्ण. सो एनी क्वेश्चंस और कमेंट्स?
all the knowledge would be revealed just be a surrender devotee.
Yes.
So why do we in this kind of conduct all the courses and just not to, why do we?
That's our sadhana. To be a humble devotee is to follow the program given by Srila Prabhupada. A humble devotee does the things that the spiritual master asks him to do. Just like a cooperative patient of a doctor takes the medicine and follows the prescription. So we go to our guru, he gives us the prescription, chant 16 rounds, study Bhagavatam, and then he prescribed that, you know, there should be Bhakti Shastri test, Bhakti Shastri course, The devotees who want to, you know, do serious study of my books, they should take this course. It's Prabhupada's instruction. It's the doctor's prescription. Even a doctor may prescribe, you know, arsenic pills. Yeah. But he knows what he's doing. Okay, for my disease, when I had this static asthma, they gave me atropine. It's a heavy poison. Atropine? You kill somebody with it. But I was suffocating, and they gave me an injection of atropine. But they knew what they were doing. At least they managed not to kill me, at least. Yeah. So the doctor prescribed something that ordinarily would not be desirable or considered necessary, but he's the doctor, he knows what he's doing. So we just follow the doctor's prescription. If he says, take academic course, then we take it. If he says, read these books, here's a list of books, read these books, then we read those books. But we, you know, we just follow the doctor's prescription, whatever it is. Even if it is taking something that's ordinary poison. Okay?
So how is it that sometimes some devotees say, after living in Singapore, okay, go and get your PhD, or to some other devotee, go and finish your university, and to others, you just, you know, just be a devotee, come join the company?
Yes. Because some devotees, he saw, they can do very useful service with that PhD. And they already, you know, they were the kind of person who could do a good job of getting a PhD. And in many cases, they already had done half the work of getting their PhD before they became devotees. They were already graduate students. I don't think Prabhupada ever told somebody who had no college education to go and get a PhD. But the ones who were already in college and already made progress, they said, okay, finish it. We can use that PhD. And everyone's an individual. What's one man's food is another man's poison. So the doctor has to know that. The individual diet, not the same for everybody. For somebody, it's good to go to school. For somebody, a few. And for many, it's not good. Okay? He didn't tell many disciples. He did not tell many disciples to get a PhD. Only a few. If he saw how many were going out to get PhDs right now, I don't think he'd be so satisfied.
No, I said that. But a few devotees, he said.
A few.
Yeah, a few devotees, and the most people just coming.
Yes. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Anything else? Okay, thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.